In the Sefer Shari Tshuva, which is written by Rabbeinu Yoina, Shar Rishon Ois Beis, he says the following: Udu'u, and you should know, ki hachote, the sinner, kasher yisacher loshev mechetoi, when he tarries, he's late in returning from a sin, yichbad olav ma'od onshe b'chol yom, every day his punishment gets harder and harder. Why? Ki hu yodeya, he knows, ki yotza katzif olav, that the decree has gone out on him, v'yesh loy monois lonusham, he has an escape. And what is the escape? Umonos hu atshuva. And the way to escape from the chas v'shalom punishment for all his bad deeds is to repent, to do tshuva. But v'hu oimed b'merdoi, v'hinoi b'rosoi, he's standing in his rebellion and he's still evil. U'biyadoi lotzis mitoich apecha, he can get out of this tumultuous situation that he's in. But he's not afraid, he's not intimidated by the anger of Hashem against him. Al came there for Rosai Rabba. His evil is very bad. We find in the Medrash Rabban Kehelis, Moshel, this is a Moshel, to what? Lekat Shalistim, to a band of robbers. Shechof Shem HaMelech B'Beis Asurim, that the king put them into jail. The Hisru Machteris, and they dug a tunnel. Uportsu Vayavoiru, so they made an escape. The Nishar Echad Mehem, and one of this group of these robbers stayed behind. He didn't follow the others. Boasar Beis HaSoya, the prison warden came. Vero Machteris Chatura, he saw a tunnel that was dug. He saw everybody else ran out, and this man is still in staying in prison. So the prison warden, he hit him with a stick. He said to him, it's a difficult day. I don't get what you did. The tunnel is dug out in front of you. Everybody else escaped. How did you not quickly go out to save your life? These are the words of the Shari Tshuva. So all my years, I was bothered by a question, and I've seen that others ask this question. There's a very obvious question here with the mashal. Put yourself in the same situation. If it happened to you, you have in front of you a tunnel, everybody escaped, but you might say to yourself, wait a second. If I escape, and let's say I'm caught, most of the time, very often, the people are caught. What happens when they are caught? So they get another 10 years in prison. Or in the time of these kings, maybe they're going to get killed. You tried to escape. Why is the warden hitting the guy? The warden should say to the guy, oh, you're a good guy. You didn't go out. He's hitting him. What's the pshat here? So last week I asked Rav Belsky Shlita this question, and the answer is, he said, you have to say that we are talking about here a situation where this band of robbers is on death row. Their lives are finished. And I'm going to add a little, he didn't say this, but I'm going to add, this is a king who has never pardoned anyone in his life. In all the years of the king, anybody who was put on death row, no one ever got pardoned. So these prisoners are in prison know that if they stay here in prison, their lives are over. So I believe, I want to bring a proof that this is correct, because the Lashon of Rabbeinu Yona is, the Lashon of the Medrash and Kehelis is, Ve'eich loy miharta himolet al nafshecha. Nafshecha, your body. How come you didn't run away to save yourself? That word nafshecha indicates that you're dead. You're dead meat. You're finished. So why are you crazy? Why aren't you running out? You have nothing to lose by running. You'll get caught. So you get killed. You're going to get killed anyway. So what? we have to think for a second. So why, in fact, is the person not running out? So the answer is, this I wanted to add, the person's not running out because if he runs out, what does that show? That shows he's afraid. He's saying to the king, you king, you can't do anything to me. You cannot intimidate me. I'm not afraid of you. You're going to kill me? I don't care. Do something to me. You think you could use your power to intimidate me? There's nothing in the world that you could do that's going to intimidate me. I have a chance to run out. I'm not running out because I'm not afraid of you. That's what my act is showing. That's what the Rabbeinu Yoina says, that if a person knows that his only escape is tshuva, and from this we have to learn a tremendous lesson, that what's the alternative? There's no alternative except to do tshuva. There's no other, according, if we fit the mashal into the nimshal, so what does it say about tshuva and about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? It's telling us that you have two choices, either face the punishment or do tshuva. There's no other alternative. And chas v'shalom, if a person doesn't do tshuva, he's finished. He's facing punishment. He's facing destruction. He's facing avadon. That's the alternative. So, and if a person says, "I'm still not doing tshuva," that's what the Rabbeinu Yoina says. V'hu oimei b'merdoi, v'hinei b'rosoi. He's still evil. He's still rebelling. U'biyadoi lotzeis mitar chafecho. But v'lo yogur, he's not afraid of ne'a afachema. Al kein rosoi rabo. So it fits, I think this shot is, I was in Lakewood, I spoke at Einikol's Kiddush. I brought up this Rabbeinu Yoina. There are others, somebody else said a different shot, but I think after working it through, that this, I think this is what Rabbeinu Yoina is trying to say, that if you don't take the opportunity of tshuva, it means I refuse to be machnia myself to Hashem. I'm an action. I refuse to be intimidated by chas v'shalom what could happen to me. And I have a way to escape, and I know that the opposite is chas v'shalom the worst thing. I'm not intimidated. So that's a continuous rebellion against Hashem. So this is all tshuva meyira. If a person does tshuva because he's afraid, of course, the higher level is that a person should come to tshuva me'ava. Tshuva me'ava is that you think every day, like I just heard last night Rabbi Avigdor Miller said, that every year we ask Hashem, give me another year of life and everything good, and give me. Every year, give me. What about thank you, Hashem, from last Rosh Hashanah, the last Yom Kippur to this year, that I'm still here, that you're still taking care of me, and you took care of my needs the whole year. First, be makir tov. First, say thank you, Hashem. Then go and ask what you need. So when a person realizes every day what could go wrong, and Hashem protects us, and every day takes care of us, so that leads him. Hashem wants me to do tshuva. Tshuva me'ava. Just from the fact that Hashem, you're so good to me, the least I could do is to do tshuva me'ava. But on the other side, there's tshuva me'ava, we know, is zedoinos, even if he did something b'mezid, nasa mitzvah. It becomes a mitzvah. By tshuva me'ira, zodon becomes shogeg. But by tshuva me'ava, zodon becomes like as if you did, for every avera you did, if you did tshuva, it turns that avera into a mitzvah. So we should be zoichet to tshuva me'ava, to think of the all the Hashem does good to us. But on the other hand, we should also, this Rabbeinu Yoina is a very powerful thing. The only escape, the great escape, is tshuva. If you don't escape through tshuva, you're facing the worst. And if you're facing the worst and you still don't take the opportunity of tshuva, it means, I'm rebelling against Hashem. You don't intimidate me, Hashem, if I'd really be scared, so wouldn't I grab on to the only thing that could save me, which is the tunnel that's dug out in front of me? That's why the prison warden gave him a knock. You're like, why are you rebelling again by not running out? That shows that you don't care what the king's going to do to you. That itself is a rebellion. Okay, I'm just going to add one more thing. I heard from Rav Waxman a very powerful thing last night. I was listening to a tape. Rav Chaim Waxman said that we all want to have Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, all the good things, but we don't want to work for it. We don't want to put into effort before Slichas and to have Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, all the good things, but we don't want to work for it. We don't want to put into effort, but the preparation that we need, and he said this is for every mitzvah. If a person, any mitzvah a person's going to do, if a woman's lighting candles, if you think for a second before you light, why am I lighting? A man makes kiddush. Why am I making kiddush? I'm being mekadesh to Shabbos. If you just put in that extra effort, every act that you're doing it anyway. Just to think for a moment, give some preparation. It's a little work, and people don't want to put in that extra work, but that's what we really makes the mitzvah meaningful. If you just give yourself a second beforehand to think, why am I doing this? What's the purpose why I'm doing this? He said over a story of the Sklener Rebbe's itself. The Sklener Rebbe was sick, and he wanted to go to the Satmar Rav, who was in Monroe at that time, and he wanted to give him a kvittel to get a bracha from the Satmar Rav. So the Gaboim of the Sklener Rebbe said, you're very sick, and it's very difficult to go there, and they discouraged him from going. But then he had an appointment with a specialist one day, so they left early in the morning because they didn't want to get stuck in traffic. And it came out, there wasn't so much traffic. They had an hour extra before the appointment. And so the Gabbai thought to himself, the Rebbe wanted to go to the Satmar Rav. So I'll drive the Rebbe over before the appointment. We'll have plenty of time. But the only trouble was the Rebbe was sleeping. He fell asleep in the car. So they went to the Satmar Rav. And then they came to the Satmar Rav. They told the Satmar Rav, the Sklener Rebbe is coming. Satmar Rav says, yeah, of course, it was Mekabel upon him, this Sklener Rebbe, and sure, you should come in. And anyway, so the Sklener Rebbe wakes up, and he asks them, where am I? So the Gaboim said, the Rebbe wanted to go to the Satmar Rav. We're here, we have an hour till we go to the specialist, the Rebbe can go in. So he said, but I'm not prepared to go to the Satmar Rav. But Rebbe, you don't have other time, we have this time now right here, you wanted to go. I'm not prepared. I can't just to go to the Satmar Rav. I have to prepare myself. And he turned around and he refused to go to the Satmar Rav. He said over that Rav Volba once had Rav Don Segel once had to go to the Satmar Rav, and he learned 6 hours Musar. And whenever he used to learn Musar, he was crying during the whole 6 hours, like we cry on Yom Kippur. That's how Rav Volba learned Musar, to go to the Satmar Rav. Prepared himself. When he came out from the Satmar Rav, he remembered that he forgot to say to the Satmar Rav a bracha for someone who didn't have children. So the person who was with him said, okay, so go back in. He said, go back in? I'm not prepared. And that was the preparation that the 6 hours, that's not for the, that was good for that one shot. So he finally, he thought himself, okay, I'm promising him that he's going to have a child. On his own, Rav Segel said, and that year he talked about a child. But from all this, he brought out that in order to get from Torah mitzvahs, we have to put in the work for preparation. And through the preparation, we'll be zoicha to get from all our Yom Tovim and Aksiva, the Chasima Tovah.